think I can say without any reservation that many people are here out of great struggles.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are in the aftermath of a crisis, or perhaps you are in trouble, or in the middle of a storm that is not your own fault, or you're dealing with some issues that's about to wear you out. Your strength is almost gone, and if it wasn't for Sunday mornings, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. Some people in here have been through so much that when they take a look back over their lives and see the accumulation of stuff that they've been through that the Lord has blessed them with, and it's amazing that you're still in your right mind. You got some setbacks, heartbreaks, sickness, family drama, mess on the job, struggle in your community. You hate to watch the news anymore because it contains nothing but bad news, and there is hardly any good news anymore. Confusion on every hand, and had it not been for the Lord, I think I would have lost my mind and gave up the time. But even in the midst of that, Paul exhorts us to rejoice. Watch this, not for your problems, but rejoice in your problems. He said, rejoice not for your problem, but in your problem. Those to whom this admonition was addressed was suffering persecution. The believers in Thessalonica were suffering under great persecution as one of the cities in Macedonia. They were being tried and then stretched and pulled. And Beulah, any faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. Because your master, who is Jesus Christ, said, in this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. He says, for I have overcome the world. Do I have anybody in here who helps me? Paul said, we are more than conquerors. Talk back to me if you can. Now in verse 16, he gives us the characteristics of a grateful Christian. He said, first of all, the characteristic of a great Christian is rejoice forevermore. He said to rejoice forevermore. Now I need to ask you a question right here. What can the enemy do to you who are so full of joy that it doesn't matter what happened to you, but you still are overflowing with nothing but a song in your life? What can they do to you? No matter what they do, that you are still overflowing with the glory of God and joy in your heart, and you got a song to sing about it. Well, let me see if I can make it plain. Whenever my mother would punish me, when she whipped me, listen, I knew it was hard for her to do that. I knew that. And whatever she did to me, I knew two things. First of all, I knew it wasn't going to last forever. And the second thing, I could make a song out of it. So it was hard for her to punish me, and if she whipped me, I knew it wasn't going to kill me, and if she put me in a room all by myself, I knew I could be fine all by myself. And even today, I can think of nothing else that's comfortable to me, with the exception of my wife, that I enjoy most of all being by myself. And I don't mean it in a negative way. I think everybody enjoys your own some own time that you have, some time that you need to reflect on some new habits. You need to do that. There are a lot of folks who got to have a lot of people around them. Yeah, they got to be texting every day and everybody. They got to get on Facebook. They got to get up. They get upset when nobody like them on Facebook and talk about them. I don't know about you, but I am fine all by myself. I let them because my sense of somebody-ness does not come from outside of who I am. And so, whatever situation I find myself in, I've learned how to be contented. I know how to find joy even in punishment. And whenever things are going well in my life, because I know two things. First of all, it's not going to last always. And second, I can make a song out of it. Well, if you don't have a song, you can always sing that song David wrote. He said, "Why?" He said, "Weeping." Y'all know that song? Did I get somebody help me sing this morning? So weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The Lord is my light. Come on, help me sing this song. And my salvation. Who shall I fear? Y'all know the song. The Lord is the what? The strength of my life. And whom shall I what? Be afraid. Well, you learning the song. You know the song. When the wicked, even mine, y'all gotta know that song. Came upon me to eat up my flesh. And just the point in time to do it, they did something. They fell. Oh, y'all have to help me say, hold it, hold it. I got another song. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's making me to walk like I am in green pasture. He leaded me beside still. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for what his name say. Oh yeah.
Please,
nobody but Jesus. I'm just then he talks about praying without ceasing. Listen. We have access to him at all times. We don't have access to the Oval Office. We don't have that plane he's riding in, that truck is flying in, because my taxes pay for that. But I don't have access. Trump is in the White House because my taxes pay for that. And if I show up there, they probably put me in jail. It's my house, but I don't have access. Over in London, the British people can just walk. They can't just walk into Buckingham Palace to see the Queen anytime they get ready. It's their palace, but they ain't got access. But we got access, not to the White House, not to Buckingham Palace, but to the very throne room in heaven that Jesus Christ himself is sitting on. And he said, you can come in whenever you like.
Praising it when you are
pleasing person and a praying person. Verse 18 tells us that you will be a prevailing
person. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Yes.